the beginning of the parasha, the start of the parasha, there's a chelik here that seems to be in the wrong parasha. The asiyas psomim should l'chura have been in tetzaveh, and it's part of the maisei hamikdash. The other ones, you have l'mashal rei karasi b'shem betzalel. That's a more holistic thing. But of the parts that are boilet, you have the kiyor, which is one inyan. And the kiyor, you could say, is sort of achonof avoida. It's not really avoida itself, so that's why it's here. But the psomim is boilet in the fact that it is in this parasha. Psomim is a core avoida of the Beis HaMikdash, and it finds its mark in this parasha. More important, the etzem inyan of psomim, you find there's a very famous, the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim says that the reason for psomim is because there was a reach ra in the mikdash, and the psomim was a reach toiv, and it took away a reach ra. So it's a reason that was me'orer a lot of tmihos by Rishonim. In other words, Mela, if somebody said the kiyor is to wash away something, or it says they used to open up the amma and it was shoytif the bias, there were things done to make the bias clean. That's not an avla. But the fact that Keteris, which is considered to be the greatest avoida in Yom Kippur, Keteris is considered to is part of the scent of the avoida. Keteris was done in the Heichel and so on. It's very hard to understand it like that. The latest Sfarim, the Tzadik especially, as I saw, they all explain, like usually the Rambam's sheetahs are understood, that the Rambam is giving you a levush chitzayni. He's explaining to you, the Rambam is explaining to you in a very exterior way, but there's a very core emes in that inyan of it being to take away the bad reach. So if we try to understand it mitzad teichon sheboy, what is the bad reach, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash? What is the good reach Teres brings? And how bechlal in Teres you have skulas? It says that it's oitzah de magefa and so on. All sorts of inyanim associated with Teres that seem to be beyond what the inyan is. It seems to have a certain skula to itself above and beyond simple avodas Hashem. That is one inyan of psalmim that I wanted to, that we want to discuss a little bit. The next parasha is the parasha de Luchas. You have here parashas Yisrael, the giving of the Luchas. Here you have the Shviras HaLuchas. Chlal Yisrael did it Aveira, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos and so on, and then rewrote it. The Lashon is Vayim Hashem Moshe Psoloch Hashem Luchos Avonim Kereshoinim, make again two Luchos Avonim like there was before. V'chasafti al Luchos Asadvarim Asher Aluchos Hashoinim Asher Shibarta. And it should be, you'll rewrite the things that you broke. The Lashon here, Asher Shibarta, sticks out. I mean, we're exactly one parasha away from the parasha of Shviras HaLuchos. It's hard to say that somebody would make a mistake and forget what happened to the first Luchos, why do you need a second Luchos, and why would it be different. He says, this is a Hemshchad Vorm. The Asher Shibarta sticks out. Min Chazal Dashno Ve'yashakoyach Shibarta. While Kaponim, what's the Hadgosha here? Write the Luchos again. Kifi the Luchos Arishayim Asher Shibarta. A second inyan in Shviras HaLuchos is Shviras HaLuchos is a parasha that tells me Klaisos Chet, their Tikkun, their Oynish, whatever. The Gemara learns another inyan from Shviras HaLuchos, and that is that Hizoru b'talmid chacham, Rabbi Yosef said, Hizoru b'talmid chacham sheshachach limuda la'oinsoi, b'kvoy talmid chacham sheshachach. A person should be zoyer in the covet of a talmid chacham that forgot his learning through no fault of his own, like through machlosam, not through lack of hazara, because it says shiver luchos and luchos munachim bar, that both shiver luchos and luchos were munachim bar. I don't understand the mashal. The talmid chacham that shachat tamuri la'insay means it was an oinus. The person knew how to learn. The person knew a lot. He got sick. So I would think that if he doesn't have the Torah in him, so you don't have to respect him. Since it was ba'oinus, you have to give him the respect. That I understand very well. But over here, the shiver luchos were the result of an aveira. Klai Yisrael did the most terrible aveira, the chet ha'egel. So what are you telling me that the reason why we kept the shiver luchos around is because we're mechuyev nekavet? Wouldn't it be like a talmud chacham sheshochach talmudoi lepshiyosoi? I mean, they sinned. The whole mitzvah is why keep the shiver luchos around? I mean, it's sort of doubling back on the Gemara's ha'ara. Shiver luchos are a reminder of the chet. We have a constant warning that a person should not keep reminders of the chet. Even though it says chatosya edak tamid, but a person shouldn't keep ein kategen asanega. You don't do things to remind us of the chet. But Klai Yisrael in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, possibly in the same Aron as the real luchos, machlokes in Gemara, but possibly in the same Aron, we keep around the chet. Shiver luchos achakel were the chet. So what's the point of it? What's the inyan of it? That's the nekuda we want to talk about. And understand in the same inyan, understand the parish of Psalmim and its kashi here. There's a goyin here. The goyin says on Brachos, it speaks. It says in the parasha that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Hanichali Melamed Shetofas Moshe Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bebigdoy Keodem Atoifas Chaverei. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu grabbed onto Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, where a person would grab on to someone else, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him Hanichali Vachale Vachale. What's the pshat in those words? So the goyin says, the first yisoid is, he says, anything which is associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So and he brings different rayas and psukim that Hashem Ha'ilach Lefnehem, which was referring to the Amud Ha'or and Amud and the Anan and so on. Those are all in Yonim that anything associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called B'Shem Hashem. You find a lot of places, Nikah B'Shem Hashem, Mat Hashem, and so on. Fine. So the Goyen says, when a person, Lamashli says, when a person gave a woman a pruta for kedushin, as long as the woman is holding on to the pruta, in other words, the holding on to the pruta does not allow him to leave her, except with Gerishin, which is a special parasha. But any time someone is holding on to something of yours, you are stuck. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael the Luchos. The Luchos are, they contain in themselves Shechina. They contain themselves a Nitzos of Shechina. If Klai Yisrael hangs onto it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot destroy them. And in the Goyen's Dvarim, it's Mashma, that had Moshe Rabbeinu would have had two choices. He couldn't give Klai Yisrael the luchos because they were choite. They can't have luchos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given the luchos. He could have given it back. Moshe Rabbeinu could have given it back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could have come back HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, return to sender, addressee not found. You were looking for Klai Yisrael, Kedoshim v'Tahirim, Ovdei Hashem. I didn't find any. That's what he should have done. Al pi yashris, he should have given it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu because he can't fulfill the shlichus. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos so that Klal Yisrael can have shivrei luchos. Shivrei luchos Klal Yisrael can have, And if they can have Shivri Luchos, then that is Klal Yisrael's, and they're holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot destroy them, cannot get rid of them as long as they're on to Shivri Luchos. That's within the Gaon's words. It doesn't say Mamash Mefurish, but that's the Teichen of the words. That Moshe Rabbeinu could have given it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then would divorce from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was the Shlichus was never done. We're not holding on to anything of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could not have given it to Klal Yisrael whole, because there's no Shlucha Shleimus for Klal Yisrael that's Chayta. He gave them the Shvarim of it, and that way they're holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the way the Gaon explains it. I want to explain a little bit of the teichen of that, because that's something that runs through the Torah from the Eitz Hadas, from the Eitz Hadas onwards. There is a concept called the roishim that something made. For instance, if I take a piece of paper and I write something on it, I can, and I erase it, it is sometimes possible to make out the impression of the first letters. It's very faint, it's hard to notice it, but it could be done. Certainly, when you engrave something, and then you try to sand down the sides, there is some sort of roishim left over from the original engraving. There is, when you have something impresses itself on another surface, it appears like writing. You have the letters, and sometimes, and even if the letters are worn and faded, you have the roishim that it made on the surface, and that stays. That's called a roishim, and it's a very, very significant inyan in understanding the relationship of things that had ruchnius and were possibly gone. There's a famous verse from Chassidus, Rav Tzadik says it. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that there are melachim that don't have olam haba, the hediotis, certain hediotis, dal melachim, dal hediotis, and it says in the Gemara, Dershe Rishumais Oimrim, that afilo hachid they had a chel olam haba. So they teach Dershe Rishumais means the people that can pick up the roishim. In other words, not just the maisim you see on the surface, but some deeper level of roishim found a limud zchus for olam haba. So, in other words, if to take the goyin's nekuda and bring it out completely, it would be as follows: the luchos themselves, when a person is choyte, so the inyan toiv that the person wanted to bring to the world, the inyan toiv is gone. But the roishim that's left over stays, because a roishim is very, very hard to erase, almost impossible. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, so that means, it says that the oisis were parchos, and all that remained was stone. So in a certain p'china, even though it was engraved, but the engraving was not left anymore, it was oisis parchos. Anything that looks like an ois was gone. But within the Shivrei Luchos, you have the roishim of what was there before. Because everything has to leave a roishim. Like it says, Yitzias Tzadik ois a roishim, Panaziva, Panahadara. The fact that it was once there left some impression. So, Klal Yisrael, had Moshe Rabbeinu given back the Luchos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael and the first Maimon of Luchos never would have been. And if that wouldn't have been, there's no second Maimon either. But Moshe Rabbeinu hung on to the Shivrei Luchos. The Shivrei Luchos are totally devoid of Oisius, because like it says, Oisius Parchos, but they have Roshim. That is the Nechas for Klal Yisrael. And b'meila, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Psolucha, v'kasafta, like the Luchos Rishonis Asher Shibarta means because it's broken, and you have it in some way, you can now continue it. There was no second Matan Torah. Matan Torah was a one-time event, and had nothing been left of that Matan Torah, it would not have repeated itself. Masha Ein Kein, when you have a roishim left by you, you're simply refreshing that roishim, and that's where you're able to have a luchos shnius. Shasha Shibarta says because you broke it and didn't return it, that's why it's going to have you're going to be able to rewrite it. We asked the shayla about luchos about zokin sheshachach laonso. Is it different than this? If somebody, let's give an example on a personal level. A person went to a yeshiva, let's say, and later on he left, and life and the difficulties of life eroded a lot of what got in. So there, the pshat is the roishim is there. It doesn't exhibit much expression. It does not express itself because it's been worn down. Let's say the person consciously doesn't want to. He rejects what he learned. He doesn't want it. There the pshat is, he is going to, there's not a roishim either. The person says, I went through the experience, I wish I'd never had, and you know, I would do anything to have not have done it. So the other pshat is the person, it didn't leave a roishim in the person because at his most basic level he wants to get rid of it. Laonso means, besides the pashto meaning of did he chazer enough or not, laonso means against my will. It wasn't a process from the inside out, it was a process from outside in. Something came and sanded it down from the outside. So there's a roishim left. But if the rock rejects the writing, It's like you have these surfaces that if you write on it, you just wipe it off clean because the surface never stuck to the surface. Then there's no roishim. Talmud Chacham sheshochach le'oinsoi means that he forgot it because of an outside inyan, not because he wasn't koiled to start with. And b'meila, that's what we learn from luchos. And even though it was baveira, and we'll talk about this more later, but the fact that they wanted to hold on to it, not give it back, shows something. And we'll talk about this nekuda later, mitzad the person, how he can approach it in different ifanim. I want to go over to the inyan of psamim. The goyin says also, "Amneflino aniva amcha." Very famous goyin quotes Rai Mehemna. The idea is very famous. He's one of those who quoted. Many others quoted. That the inyan of reyach, it says like this: when Adam Arishon was choite, his chush of re'iya and shmiya became dampened. It says l'mashal lo yirani ha'adam v'choy. From the as long as after Misa was brought into the world, there's no yirani ha'adam v'choy. It's not shayach to him anymore. So re'iya is a person doesn't have a way to see things. Shmiya became dampened also. The koyach hashmiya of like it says by Matan Torah, da be'ato v'loy nomos. We can't hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our shmiya can no longer be koilet that which is. Which is great. The two chushim that stayed were tam and reyach. And he speaks specifically about reyach as being the special chush. Let's talk about reyach and the yichud of reyach. Reyach is something which is shayach to roishim more than anything else. For instance, if there's something in front of me, and I put a piece of paper next to it, unless it's film paper, it leaves no roishim whatsoever. Let's say there's a window here. The window sees in front of me. In the window there's a car. 2 minutes later, the car's gone. The window has absolutely no sign that there was a car there. Same thing with shmiya. Even Tom. there is already tam, there's a klita of tam keiker and so on. Reach, Chazal say, mushal of somebody who sells neft, anyone who comes in, the begodim become suffused with the reach of neft, and vice versa. Somebody who works in a perfumery, his clothing and his person absorbs the scent of it and takes it on. So in reach you have a klita of the reach. You have the absorption of reach. Reach is something that is shaykh to roishim more than anything else. Something that was in close contact with something foul smelling will smell foully later. Something that was in contact with something that smells pleasant will retain that smell. So there is a musig of roishim in the chush of reach. There's also a musig of reach. Where is the source? The source of reach, letoiv and lera, is as follows. When something begins to die, that's where reach is strongest. Most of the foul odors in the world are things disintegrating. Food, living bodies, anything that's a destructive process, that's a process of misa, it produces reach. Avi avos of all bad reichas is a person decomposing, a body decomposing, an animal, a plant, food, and so on. A rock decomposing doesn't have any reach to it. It's living things that decompose carry reach. So reach is the awareness. It's the chush that picks up misa in the world when something disintegrates. Good reichas are usually there in an area that something is blossoming alive. Flowers blooming, a field blooming, things growing, are blossoming, are usually the marker for reach toiv. So reach is the chush that distinguishes chayim and mavis, and also distinguishes chayim after mavis. In other words, even after the smell is gone, I can pick up a zeich of the reach. I can pick up a roishim of the original reach. That's also there. That is the chush of reach. In other words, I once heard that that's why reach is the mokum chiyus of the adam. By yipach ba'apov, in the same af that there's the nefesh chayim, that's where you have the klita of reiches. Because reach is the gauge of chiyus and not chiyus. But besides the etzem function of chiyus and chiyus, it also, of all the chushim, it has the only, or kemat only one, that has the ability to retain a roishim. The world of roishim is locked into reach. So we have reach on two levels. We have a reach on the chelek of ra, when something is integrating and something is dying. We also have a reach toiv when it's niklat something else. For instance, most things that have a reach in themselves release it most profoundly when it is crushed, cracked, ground down. The k'tayres, they were hodik heitev, they were machzel machteshes yom kippur, because it's much finer. The reach is much better and stronger the more you crush it and break it. Because within the process of disintegration itself should cause a reach ra, but mitzad, the ability for reach to be gonus, to be just the roishim, so just like a stone that's been etched out, and it kemat has a very faint roishim, if I keep emphasizing the roishim and keep going again and again, over and over and over, and slowly, it will start deepening and will come out again. The ksav will come out. The same thing in the things in the world and those entities that are Kadosh Baruch Hu locked in reach, those in yonim will come out again as we crack and crush and get deeper into it. Because the Roshim is always what's locked into it at a very deep level. So Psomim has in itself, so let's go to understanding the Pirush, the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, where Tzadik says it. The Beis HaMikdash had Besarim. Beis HaMikdash was the HaKarbonis Wom Nikrav Be'ikah Fachet. And that most of it is one way or another the Musafir Rosh Chodesh and Tzeirim and everything. Karbanis were kapara for Klal Yisrael. The big picture of Karbanis was a world of kapara, kapara reaching out. So it carried in itself the smell of decomposition. That's Karbanis. Physically, a meat laying around decomposes and has itself a reyach. But that's a reflection of the fact that dead things, the karbanis were mechaper and all the dead pegarim lying around the bria. And b'meila, the reach ra was associated with it. That's the world of reiches ra'os. But in the world, when a person does tshuva, for instance, a person sits down and he says, Varetak al Shparuch Hu, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashayit, I did this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. There is the sense of bad that he's done. There's a certain presentation of what he's done that's not good, and that's the Reach Rosh Haboy. But within it, much deeper, why is this person making an effort to come forth, come clean, say what he's done wrong, and be mischaret, humble himself, and so on? There's something, a deeper Roshim of Toiv in the person, that the person is willing to go with it. So the Reach Toiv that's there in the person, because in his willingness to deal with the Reach Ra, is what overcomes the Reach Ra. The Reach Ra is the Reach of decomposition of what he's done wrong, of the things that have been subject to Misa, the days, the minutes, the elements, the whatever it is. And the Reach Toiv is the fact that the person showed something the person showed the willingness to confront it. There's an extraordinary Chazal, very extraordinary. It says by Yaakov Avinu that when Yitzchak wanted to give him the brachas, it says he bent over Vayorech Reach Begodov. He smelled the odor of his begodim. So Chazal say, Al tikri begodov el boigdov, not the clothing, but the traitors. And Kalsar brings a story of two people who betrayed Klal Yisrael. One of them showed the Romans how to take out all the kalim, so on and so forth. And finally, at the very end, they had charata, they did tshuva, and they were killed by Kiddush Hashem, and so on. That's the two cases. So Chazal are telling us that when you want to look at the reach of the reach that's toiv, then it has to be dafka in, it's where you crack the deepest reaches and you found something there. If something is toiv atzmai, it's not a din of reach. The whole thing is very nice and very pretty and very beautiful. But when something is ugly, but when you crack it and in the deepest recesses of it, you find the nekud of toiv, that's the reach begodov, the reach begodov. So the reach within lies, that's where you see it. Reb Tzadik brings in, he quotes a lot of times in the Sefer Yetzira, it says different inyonim that are connected to each other. He usually quotes it in Rosh Chodesh, he brings down. And he says that the chush of reach is keneged the ois of nun and keneged the month of cheshvan. It goes, I mean, there's a whole series of things, but those are two things that he mentions. So he explains the inyan. It says cheshvan, mar cheshvan is called mar cheshvan because it's rachshi sifsasayhu. Since Tishrei is the month when we're davening so hard, Cheshvan, the lips are still moving. It's like when something is going very fast, even when it stops, the wheels keep spinning. So it's kind of, the Gemara says, you know, when you step back, you're supposed to wait a few minutes because your lips are still moving. The Metzius of Mar Cheshvin is that it's a Roshim of Tishrei. The Ois Nun, Chazal say, is Keneged Nefila. There's no Nun in Ashrei because Nofal Eseisif Kum, and still you have Seimach Hashem Achol Neiflim. So you have a Nun and a Samach. One is Nefila and one is Smicha. The Ois of Nun is Nefila. The Chush of Reach is particularly divined in the world of the Neiflim. When a person is a Neifel, and he still has in himself that element of Toiv, that is a that's where you see the Reach. Let's take it, I guess, into the world of Metzius. When a person does wrong, and a person realizes he really messed up. So a person has different ways of approaching it. One way is to withdraw and forget about the whole thing. I'll never mount anything. I did this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. Forget about it all. Another way to cope with it is to reject it and to say it's wrong, it's a mistake, it's not right, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Two drachim that chaitim take to deal with it is to either simply withdraw and not deal with it, or to deal with it by rejecting it. If something threatens me, if something's humiliating or embarrassing to me, then I simply say, I can reject it and say, you're wrong. I don't buy the whole thing. Those are two oifanim of dealing with it that are bad. Basically, I've cut myself off even from any shaykhis to the roshim. That's what I've done. The Torah in Chet HaEgel gave us two parshas, the parsha of the Chet and the parsha of the Tikkun. The Tikkun is that even when you have Shivrei Luchos with you, even with Shivrei Luchos, you don't let go. Because as long as you're holding on, there is no such thing that the person doesn't have anything. The person has the Shvarim. A person sat and learned and it didn't go and he messed up something, whatever. But he has the pieces. He does have it. The fact that he tried, the fact that he wanted, the fact that he drayed around, the fact that he did something is there. As long as he holds on to it, he has something there. And that's what the Torah is telling us, the approach to chait. This is the great chait, and this chait is that you deal with it by holding on to the pieces, because even if the oisius are gone, even if the oisius are perhaps by avir, but the shvarim themselves have a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in them. Tamar held on to the into the Chaysemis and the Psilim, she had Yehuda. As long as holding on to it, she had Yehuda. As long as you hold on to the pieces that had Kedusha in it, the person still has it. There's an extraordinary pasuk, and again, it's one of those pasukim that when you think about it, just think about the metzias of it, it strikes you. Shaul HaMelech was the first king of Klal Yisrael, and the first melech is Shaul HaMelech. He was the great person, and it's as high as a person can ever be. Malchus Yisrael is as high as a person can strive for. And then he messed up in the worst way possible. The main mission of a melech is, one of the few mitzvahs that's really totally melech is Lahachir Zara Yishal HaMalek, and he messed it up for reasons that he thought were valid and were wrong. And the Navi comes to him and tells him, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sick of you. Ma'asta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ma'as me'yoscha melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sick of you. Imagine. Let's put ourselves small. Somebody is chosen to be a rav somewhere, and then someone comes and says, "You know, I had a nevuah. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is sick with disgust." One reaction is to depress yourself out. And that's it. Forget about it all. I mean, I'm worthless. You know, Akash Baruch Hu said so. I'm finished. Curl up, and that's it. A second oifin is to be kaif a baker. If this is where Akash Baruch Hu is running the world, I reject Akash Baruch Hu. That's a human reaction. Shaul told him, Chotasi, kabdeni no neged zikne amcha. I was wrong. Let me hold on to something. I still have malchus to go on. You didn't give over the melucha right now. Allow me to continue holding on to it. And then he went, and Shmuel agreed, and he went with him, and Shmuel then killed Agag. So, it's because Shaul did it that he was able to. Since Krisa Zara is a din of malchus in Dafka, in a melech Dafka, the fact that he went along with it allowed it to start. In other words, the reaction of Kabdeni no, is the reaction, the right reaction to hate. That even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rejected me, as long as I hold on to the pieces, I'm there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't let go of me as long as I'm holding on to the pieces. It's an extraordinary parasha. It goes to the oimek of a person pierced the layers of hate. That's this parasha. The parasha of Chet Egel is keneged. It's as big as the Chet of Eitz Hadas. The Chet of Eitz Hadas was Goyza Misa. The Egel was Goyza Misa. The Chet of Eitz Hadas left the side of Reach and the Bria. That even though all other Chushim are gone, the Chush that can deal with Roshim, the chush that can detect a roshim, that something was there, that chush was left over, because that's the chush that a person is going to relate to Ruchnis and to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He will not be able, after the Chet of Eitz Hadas, to relate to the fullness of it. He doesn't have the vision, he doesn't have the clarity, the understanding, but he has still the chush to detect the roshim of Kedusha. In the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, which is the mokrim of chet and tikkun, there is reach ra of the chatoyim, the reach of misa that is still left over from Eitz Hadas that we have to deal with, the korbanis, the pgarim, and so on. And there's the reach toiv of k'teiris, which brings out the gnozim, the hidden rushamim of toiv and the bria through the koyach of reach. That's what happens in Beis HaMikdash. And that's why k'teiris was the finest avodah. It was something that the only avodah can go to lefnai lefnim, because when the chush of Re'iyah is gone, ki be'onan eroa l'kapayris, in the same cloud that blinds the person cannot see what's right, the person can detect the reach. The reach in the Beigdei Klai Yisrael, a traitor means someone rejected Klai Yisrael. Vayorach reach begodov. When Yitzchak Avinu wanted to get a sense, what does the worst of Klai Yisrael look like? And he saw in the worst of Klai Yisrael, there's still a reach left over. When you crush far enough and deep enough, there's a reach of Tov left over there. That's what's worthy of the brachas. Not what the best looks like, but that in the core of the worst, there's that thing. And the parasha of and our parasha of Chet Ha'Egel, which is a repeat again of Eitzas, once again brings that parasha. As long as Moshe Rabbeinu, all we have is Shivri Luchas. Not, the Torah says, the Oisis of Parchas Ba'avir, there's not an Ois left. But Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the Luchas, that the Avonim that once had Ksav Elokim on it, have a Roshim of Ksav Elokim. And whether we see it or not, as long as a person holds on to it, he still has, he's going to get there. It's like if you're holding on to a car, if somebody driving away, as tough as the ride is, but if you're holding on, you'll get there. If you let go, you're gone. hold on. The mahalach of tikkun of the worst avarian klaisol was hold on to the pieces, because the pieces are something which are going to keep you attached. Kaviyochel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wishes. Kaviyochel. That's the limud from Shaul HaMelech, and the inyan of his chait. It's true that the first Melech of Yisrael missed the chance at being Macher Sar Shel HaMelech, but the reason why he got to start it was because even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected his malchus, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shiva his malchus, then he was able to hold on to it. It takes an awesome gvuras hanefesh, something that's hard for us to imagine. That when a person is told ma'ascha, the person says, but I'm still in for it, and that's exactly where the beginning of the krisis malchus HaMelech started. And it's very interesting. Reb Chaim Shlevitz used to say, I don't want to go to the Berichus, about that HaMelech came about because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Avraham Avinu rejected his mother, he didn't want to marry her, so she went to Esav to get married, and that's where HaMelech came from. So he says, and his point was, if you reject somebody, you run the danger of breeding HaMelech. That was his point, very powerful shmuz and very important inyan. But Shaul was rejected, and he rejected the rejection. And he said, yes, but I'm holding on. Hanichali, and he says, no. The koyach of reach is dafke unleashed in that. And that's why, as long as a person, Talmud Chochem Sheshachach Talmudai, as long as a person holds on to what the etzimitzi is, circumstances may have forced me to retract, withdraw, or greatly erode the open practice doing exactly what I'm supposed to do, but it's up to me whether to let go of the roishim or not. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, the asher shibarta, yashakoyach shibarta. The greatest thing that he did, and la'ena kol Yisrael, Rashi says, is referring to the shviras aluchos, it's not only that he punished, it's not that he punished Ra, it's that he realized that even when something is broken, it's also luchos. And if a person retains those luchos that were broken the first time, if he holds on to it, then there will be a second luchos, a kasher shibart.
Double thing intertwined. Hmm. That was a cool style, wasn't it? Yeah. Double.